Hare Krishna. I affectionately welcome all of you for this very nice ceremony and this morning. I really heard it for the first time today. We have a very important day, Maha Shiva Ratri. It's extremely auspicious. We didn't really know when we picked this day, but there's always a transcendental component in such things, such ceremonies. I also think it is really very nice that you have all come as members of this community, and you are there during the spiritual birth celebration, we could say, of two of your wonderful community members. And I'm especially grateful that Kripa Maya Prabhu, to whom I'm affectionately related, is sharing this sacred space, or leading us into the sacred space this morning. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Let me invite all of you to come now also into the sacred space. You all will be required to give your support, your blessings. You can view this initiation in two ways or with two eyes. One is just to see what is going on, but the other is how this relates to you, how this relates to your own relationships, to your own spiritual masters, how this relates to you and your relationship with Krishna. And then by our mutual conscious presence in this here, we will create a very wonderful spiritual atmosphere. You will see. But please be here with everything you have, especially your good wishes. Please sing. We are reading this morning from the first canto, chapter 6, text 34. Hare Krishna. I have picked a different shloka, so please, it is an extraordinary day. Narada Muni is relating a personal experience. It is personally experienced by me, Narada Muni says, that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat. The constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. You might ask, how is Narada Muni so sure that upon glorifying Krishna, one can overcome all anxieties and cross the ocean of avidya? How is he so sure? One verse before, he says what his experience is, and I believe this is the central theme of the initiation. Please pay close attention. He says, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada explains, is not different from his transcendental name, his form, his pastimes, and the sound vibrations thereof. With an analytical mind, I cannot fail to notice that I cannot entertain your child properly. So I think when she becomes too restless, you might just go with her and give her some soothing milk preparations and so on. And then if she becomes overly restless. Oh, we have a screen. Yeah, but now the child is in the center of attention and enjoys it, but soon it will go to the Bhagavatam. Maybe you go to the screen. Everything is available on the screen. The absolute personality of Godhead. The absolute personality of Godhead is not different from his transcendental name, form, pastimes, and the sound vibrations thereof. As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting, and remembering the name, fame, and activities of the Lord, at once Krishna becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment. It is a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. Imagine we would now all talk about Mr. Patel, and Patel is informed on the mobile phone. They talk about you. 100 plus people talk about you, Patelji. At that moment, Patelji would come and be very interested to hear. So Krishna is like this. It is a natural psychology. This originates from Krishna. In every individual case, that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That is a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality, like others, is not an exception to this psychology. Because psychological characteristics visible in the individual souls are but reflections of the same psychology in the Absolute Lord. The only difference is that the Lord is the greatest personality of all and absolute in all his affairs. If, therefore, the Lord is attracted by the pure devotee's chanting of his glories, there is nothing astonishing. Since he is absolute, he can appear himself in the picture of his glorification, the two things being identical. Srila Narada chants the glorification of the Lord not for his personal benefit, but because the glorifications are identical with the Lord. Narada Muni penetrates, listen to the choice, extraordinary choice of words by Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni penetrates into the presence of the Lord by the transcendental chanting. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vajarine Nivashesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Zadayne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gopakavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The word initiation means to begin something. To begin what? To begin a process which helps us to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our heart will be only pacified and peaceful when we have the contact with the Lord. If we are not in contact with the Lord, that same heart is full of cares and anxieties about many, many things. So therefore, in our schools, our sampradaya, our ancient parampara, which Srila Prabhupada brought to the West, we teach a process whereby which the poor, wayward, conditioned soul can become free of anxieties and enter the presence of the Lord. It's something very significant, my dear devotees. Something very, very, the ultimate fulfilling, really, of the human cravings. That happens when the mind is becoming peaceful again, free from the disturbances which are there due to having come here into this world of birth and death, and ultimately when we meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the chanting. I would like to ask you a question. How many Krishnas are there? I think you all will agree, unlimited forms of the Lord are there. But there's one form which is extremely merciful to the fallen souls. This form is Krishna's name form. Haridas Thakur, in fact, says that this form is so significant that our first introduction to Krishna is with this form, the form of his holy name. Srila Rupa Goswami is so overwhelmed with appreciation that he has written a Krishna Namashtakam, 8 shlokas about Sri Krishna's holy name. And he glorifies Krishna like this. Vacham vachakam it yudeti bhavato nama svarupa dvayam, etc. O holy name, O Krishna, you appear in two forms, Vachyam, the deity form of the Supreme Lord, and Vachakam, your transcendental name. Of these two, the form of the Lord and the name, we consider the form of the holy syllables to be infinitely more compassionate than the form of the deity. My dear devotees, today in this first initiation ceremony, wonderful two devotee, young devotees will obtain from our sampradaya, from the school which Srila Prabhupada represents so wonderfully, the most rare gift. They will obtain Sri Krishna in the name form. You might say, but we are chanting before, what is our, this will take 45 extra minutes of our life. What is the difference? The difference is that you will be with the ceremony officially connected with a line of exalted teachers which will give you extra strength and extra support. You will be connected with the current which flows from the Supreme Lord through this material and down into the material world, and is represented by Srila Prabhupada. I think both Kripa Maya Prabhu and myself, we feel ourselves really servants to our spiritual master, and we like to say he is doing everything, we are just assisting him like this. So this holy name is so very, very important. And it is so simple. Prabhupada once said about Krishna consciousness, it is so simple that you might miss it. so simple, you might overlook it, although your eyes fall on it. And the essential point which you cannot overlook is that Krishna has appeared to all of us in the form of his holy name. And we by cultivating a relationship over our life, I mean in a lifetime, doesn't happen in 1 year, by cultivating this relationship to the holy name, with all, let me say, with a great effort in your life, you will actually meet Krishna. Just think about this. This is, I mean, when I talk about this, I think, whew, this is so wonderful. This is so great. That whole training in Krishna consciousness is to become conscious of Krishna. It's in the name. So this is achieved by chanting the holy name. Now, Kripa Maya Prabhu, we want we are brothers. We want to. He will explain to us in just a little while what is to be avoided in this process. What is so that it can work? I would just like to focus all of our attention. What is to be positively done, so that this process can work? There's a certain mood which a devotee who wishes to chant in such a way that Krishna is attracted and becomes present has to adopt. It is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is to chant with a feeling of dainya. Dainya is a feeling that makes an even qualified person think that they are in need. Dainya means you feel in need of help. You feel wretched, actually. You face the sorrow of reality. You don't want to escape in Maya's many distractions, but you understand, I left Krishna. I'm now in the ocean of birth and death. I made this mistake. It was me who broke the relationship. Krishna always has endeavored to keep it, and I want to now do something about this. I want to turn back to him. I want to chant his names. It is in this mood that a devotee can chant always the holy name. The English word humility is, English language, German language, it is less expressive when it comes to transcendental subject matters. It means really you face the sorrow of your own lowliness. That's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how he defines this. You are not running away from the reality which is there in your life. And from this, the greatest fortune can come to you. First become real. Then you can live a real spiritual life. Very important. You must face this existential problem in order to be motivated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one devotee who he explained how to chant. It is Shuklambara Das Brahmachari. He had a little cottage on the bank of the Ganga. It was made from unpurchasable materials, you know, straw and everything. It was freely available in the nature. It was, and he would engage the whole morning in the worship of the Lord, and then at noontime go out and beg for rice. He had a little bag on his shoulder, and he would go to the houses of the Navadvipvasis and asked for Madukari, it's called. One day the Lord was sitting at a place, and Shuklambara came by. He was chanting Jai Krishna Gopal Govinda Vanamali, names of Krishna. And the Lord saw him and snatched a little rice from his bag and ate it. Shuklambara saw the Lord. He had not seen the Lord. He was just passing by chanting Shri Krishna Govinda. What was it? Jai Krishna Gopala Govinda Vanamali. And the Lord just took this out of his bag and ate it. And Shuklambara felt disturbed. You are so qualified. You are such a brahmana. You are so everything, pandit and so. And I'm not so good. Now I shall go to hell, he said. The Vedas say that the Lord only eats when it is very, very nicely prepared with ghee and mantras and everything. But I have this broken rice and you ate it. It was not nice. Now I must go to hell. The Lord said, no, Shuklambara. I only eat from the hands of my devotees. I'm not interested in complex Vedic rituals if there is no heart, no devotion in it. I'm always with you, Shuklambara, in your heart, and I accompany you on your begging rounds. Hereby I bestow upon you the rare gift of prema bhakti. And then the Lord gave him these instructions. See, how does this love of Krishna, which brings us to Krishna, how does it come to us? It comes to us, my dear devotees, through the chanting of the holy name. That's the Gaudiya process. That's how it is given. And the Lord gave him these instructions. He said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. You know this verse? Hare Nama eva kevalam kalo nasteva, 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 gati anyata. He gave this and he said, and how should you chant? Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahi. Trinadapi sunichena. More humble than the grass. You should feel the grass at least serves. It gives nourishment to the cow, and the cow will give milk, and the milk is used in Mother Kalanga's recipes for the burfi of the Lord. No, that grass serves a valuable function. But what do I do? Humility. And from this humility, you can sit down and chant with a mind that is turned for help to Krishna. When you sit down and the mind is full with anxieties, with worries, with chintyas, or with material desires, and so on. You will hear only the name of the Lord in the background. But if you sit down with that real feeling, my dear Lord, I need you. I will not make it on my own. I need you. And you call in this way for Krishna. Krishna, who likes to be called, we hear, he has this psychology, natural instinct. The Lord is also an individual personality like others. He is not an exception to this psychology, because when he hears you are chanting his name and you mean it and you're humble, you're desperate, my dear devotees, the Lord will come and sit on the lotus of your heart. He's there, and you will feel it immediately. So today we give this sacred initiation into the the holy name, the first initiation, Nam, Harinam Diksha, and our Kripa Maya. I will request now our Kripa Maya Prabhu, to whom I'm tied with ropes of affection, to explain to us what we must avoid so that the holy name can actually manifest its glories. He will talk about the 10 offenses, aparada, which means to give displeasure to Krishna. So you must avoid this if you want to get his mercy. So I request you, let us maybe give a microphone so that it's properly recorded. To Kripa. Actually, you can sit here. It will be bound within the ceremony, his explanation.